I don't still. Not anymore. Used to. Used to be a family amusement. Though not while I was doing it. At the time, I was only 4 or 5. I couldn't explain why I did it. And looking back, I'm not sure I'm any closer to articulating my kleptomania. You see, it wasn't just that I stole. I stole strange things. Sweets. Toys. These things can be explained through childhood desires. A pack of chewing gum can be rationalised by a mother who's forbade her child any more sweets. The things I stole made no sense. But this in no way diminished the importance of these goods to me. I'd steal fuses, electrical connectors, plastic hats that old women wear as shawls in the rain. I was a child fascinated by the section in the local store that had all the useful tat, tat that most people discarded. Sewing kits, far too small to be useful. Thimbles, a random selection of clothes dyes, of colours that no one would ever use. But I was fascinated. To try and justify it now, I'd argue that my innate sense of practicality guided me to these products. Sweets weren't necessary. But then, how necessary is a fuse to a 4-year-old? And I think that's why I stole. I knew these things were useful, and I desired them to be useful to me. But they weren't. Not yet. And they wouldn't be for years. So I quietly filled my pockets. I got away with it for quite a while. You see, I'm quite sly, and even for a 4-year-old I was. I think that's why my family never really trusted me. And as much as they loved me, they always treated me like a caged animal that one day might surprise them and attack. So when did I stop stealing? I was with my family in a cheap, dark little pub. On a trip to the toilet, I found an unlocked cleaning cupboard and inside a metal cigar tin filled with coins. Pound coins, 20s, 50s. Some kids' tips, I guess. I'd never even thought about it, but I stole almost 20 quid in tips, leaving a few on top of the pile, so at first glance it had seemed undisturbed. I was in between jobs, and 20 quid made a lot of difference to me. But something didn't fit. The coldness of the coins seemed to burn my skin through my jeans pocket. But it was an extra 20 quid. We were about to go home, but I insisted everyone stay and have another drink. My shout. And what do you know? The pub was so cheap and my family so small that I managed to squeeze 2 rounds out of that stolen money. 2 rounds more than I should have. 2 rounds more than my dad should have drunk. He was driving. I can just begin to squeeze my right hand. It was strong enough to hold the flowers at the funeral. Karma? I don't know. I don't even know if I believe in that. But I never stole anything ever again.